Tell us about your last trip to a lost and found.
I had lost something on the Metro North, and they have a little area in Grand Central where I guess lost things go, but it was really dirty and kind of smelly, wet, and I think I left a bracelet or something.
The last time I lost something, I didn't physically go to a lost and found, but I had a whole 3-month long saga with trying to get it back. I left my iPad on the plane when I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Well, I called the taxi lost and found when I left my brown leather bag in a cab. They never found it.
I often look inside a lost and found at the Crunch Gym. It seems to have never been touched. And I also think it's kind of interesting because wouldn't people be looking for these things? It's not like, you know, you left it at a theater or a cab. You know, you were at the gym. You know where your stuff is.
So on the weekends, I work at a theater, and we have a lost and found. And there's a lot of, like, gloves, you know, one glove, a hat, scarves, glasses. I feel like frequently myself and the rest of the staff kind of rifle through it to find prizes, for lack of a better term.
Well, the last time I was in a lost and found was in school. I was just looking for some gym pants, and I found them. I think that's pretty rare with lost and founds.
Because very, very, very unoften, people actually come back to retrieve their things most of the time. Stuff is just left there for forever. Why not give it a good home, I guess?
I don't think I've ever been to a lost and found. I don't think I've lost anything in a public place that was worth being found.
I don't know if I've ever actually been to a lost and found, but my room back home is kind of like a lost and found. I have a whole bunch of boxes from when I used to go away every summer, like a plastic bag that held a prop in it or a movie ticket. Those things kind of remind me of something that's lost and found because I don't think about those summers. So it kind of feels like something that's lost, and every time I go back there, I kind of find those summers again and find those little tokens. And it just really reminds me of all those summers that helped create who I am now.